Magnetic resonance imaging, computer tomography and ultrasound already give pretty good images of patients' internal organs. But doctors say nothing beats holding a life-size model of a heart in your hand prior to the surgery. They can study it, plan the procedure, and even practice the access to the damaged area. Pediatric cardiologist Laura Olivieri says many young patients were born with hearts that did not form as they should have, but surgeons can correct that.
Seeing the heart defect in three dimensions can really help the interventionalist or the surgeon plan the best procedure.
The procedure starts with taking a set of three-dimensional images with a magnetic resonance imager, a computer tomography scanner, and an ultrasound machine. Pediatric cardiologists manipulate those images and isolate the organ in the picture. To save time in printing, they sometimes cut away parts of the image irrelevant to the planned procedure. Mechanical engineer Alex Krieger is the principal investigator for pediatric surgical innovation at the Children's National Medical Center.
It takes us now about, you know, on average, I would say about 2 hours of manual work on the computer to manipulate the data to generate the 3D model. And the printer takes about, for a full-size heart like this, it takes about 12 hours. A smaller heart, you know, like maybe 5-6 hours.
Krieger says his team recently printed a model of the heart of a patient with stenosis, or narrowing of the passage between two heart chambers. The interventional cardiologist wanted to see exactly what kind and size of stent he should use, and also the access path.
So this model allowed him to really look at that in depth and plan and prepare for the procedure better.
The machine prints by spraying layers of plastic. Krieger says the printer can be loaded with two different materials. Precise control of their ratio allows the printed model to feel very natural with both hard and soft tissues. Cardiologist Laura Olivieri says doctors still have to learn a lot about the new procedure.
It's a brand new field. These have only been possible for a very little amount of time, and I don't think we even know the full capability of what we're going to be, what they're going to be used for. We're kind of talking about a technology that's going from feasible to kind of usable, and we're right in that middle ground right now.
There is hope that someday hospitals will be able to print even replacement parts for damaged organs.
That's the ultimate goal, but I think there are a few steps in between that we will reach in the next few years on the way to full organ printing that I'm very excited about.
George Putich, VOA News, Washington.